After a retrieval cycle, or when embryos have been created from previously frozen eggs, freezing some or all of the embryos may be part of the plan. Sometimes freezing all embryos is the recommended path. This may be the case if your care team sees a high risk of ovarian hyperstimulation syndrome, OHSS. Freezing gives the body time to recover before a transfer takes place and may dramatically decrease OHSS risk. Your team may also recommend freezing all your embryos rather than transferring soon after your retrieval if your progesterone rises during your stimulation. This is because prolonged progesterone exposure of your uterus may make it less likely to accept an embryo. Freezing all the embryos is also required when pre-implantation genetic testing, or PGT, is planned. PGT takes time to process, so embryos are stored while waiting for the results. While embryos can be frozen at any stage, most embryos today are frozen at the blastocyst stage through a standard method called vitrification. It works by moving embryos into liquid nitrogen very quickly, which prevents ice crystals from forming and damaging the cells. When it's time to use frozen embryos, a frozen embryo transfer cycle begins and can follow your natural cycle or be programmed using estrogen and progesterone to prepare the uterine lining. Then the embryo is thawed and transferred. Most frozen embryos survive the thaw, though this depends on the stage and quality of the embryo when it was frozen. If embryos stay in storage after the current treatment plan is complete, decisions about what to do with them will need to be made. Options include using them in a future cycle, donating to another person or family, donating for research, or ending storage. These decisions can be emotionally complex. Your care team can help you think through them, and it's worth starting that conversation early. Storage fees are generally the patient's responsibility for as long as embryos are stored. It is important for you to communicate with your clinic if you no longer wish to keep your embryos in storage. Embryo freezing has been used safely since the 1980s, and there is reassuring data regarding the safety of frozen embryos compared to fresh embryos in terms of risks to the future children.